floating in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I hope you are always doing well at the change of seasons. We're coming into the sign of Virgo this next week, and playtime is about to be over. I wonder if many of you can feel the energy swirls that are happening. We have such powerful swirls of destruction as well as creation. Can you feel the current? Can you feel the swirling energy? Separation consciousness is what the third dimension is all about. And it's in quite a stir, as can be seen by the destructive and discordant nature that we've been experiencing lately. Separation consciousness is, in reality, a form by individuals, groups, and nations that believe in that form of reality. This consciousness does not acknowledge or accept that human beings exist in a continuum form of spirit, or rather, in a oneness. This continuum is compromised by many districts and levels of consciousness, all of which exist at once and are available to all. It's up to you. Your choice decides what level of consciousness you're at. It's up to each individual to determine what level of consciousness they want to express. Each level of consciousness holds its own reality, or DNA, and acts as a filter when viewing and responding to the world. Separation consciousness is based on a form of rigidness. It's a closed system and is wrapped together by fear, because people use form as a limitless test to see what is real. Political, media, religious, and cultural institutions are all based on that form and designed to maintain as well as sustain. This presents resistance to the natural order of evolution, since the new creation can only take place in the form of higher consciousness. The existing form has to be parted and dismissed. You have to rise above it. Even though form appears to be solid, it's just really a slower vibration of energy. Energy is the basic fiber of life. It is the key and the clay to make form. If that's true, then your consciousness and your meditations can manifest. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're discussing how we're coming into the new millennium in 2020. And, of course, I'm here to take calls.
and I would love to hear from you. And I do have a caller. Her name is Dana, and she's from Pittsburgh. Are you there, Dana?
Yes, I'm here, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm fine. What can I do to help you?
Well, I'm just having some financial issues now that I just can't seem to pull myself out of. And I just wanted to know what you see in my future.
Your birthday is Sagittarian, 12/6. Okay, what I'm seeing is I'm wondering why this is happening to you at this time and what you're missing. In other words, what is it that you feel perhaps you can't do or that you're in fear of? Can you tell me what you're in fear of besides the fact of lack of funds? What is it else are you in fear of?
Finding a good job.
Okay. So what are you doing to create that?
To get a good job? Or
yes. To create that. What are you doing to create that?
To create, I'm answering ads, you know.
No. That's third dimension. Dana, you meditate. You start thanking Spirit for your wonderful, wonderful new job that is remunerative to you, that uses your talents and lets you express yourself. You thank God every night for the job that you have that is only temporary and getting you through until you can receive the job that's coming. Have you got it?
Okay.
Every day, send out that prayer. I do see a possible change coming to you at the end of August, Dana, but sending out resumes is only a part of it. The meditation must be done. And the thankfulness and the gratitude for where you are must be done. And then your job will manifest.
Okay, and I pray all the time for a good job. I definitely do that.
I didn't tell you to pray for a good job. I told you to create it. There's a difference. Let me tell you the difference. When you pray for something, you feel unworthy, you feel as if you're in a bad position, and you're asking for grace, and if you're good enough, you'll get. That's not the idea of manifestation. The idea of manifestation comes from strength. You already have your new job, Dana. You need to thank Spirit for the new job, for the wonderful repayment that you're getting from the job, for the recognition of your talents, and you're pleased to start right away. That's a whole reversal, a whole switch of what you just said to me. Can you feel that?
Yes, I understand where you're coming from with that, yes.
Good, good. I think if you start that immediately, that you will start your new direction. There is somebody that's going to help you. There's somebody that's going to give you a tip. Why don't you look here or there? Listen to them and follow through. Don't get discouraged. The only reason you don't have a new job is because the energies have not aligned. Align the energies in your meditation and they will manifest. Does that make sense to you?
I'll do that.
Great. Is there anything else I can do for you, Dana?
Well, there was one other thing. I met a fellow recently and I wanted to see if you could tell me anything about him.
It's very difficult to do that in a radio show. When is his birthday?
His birthday is June the 9th, 1979.
So he's opposite from you, and I can understand the attraction. He has what you don't have, and you have what he doesn't have. And when did you meet?
A few months ago, back in March.
What day?
It was a Saturday.
Dana, March, the whole entire month of March, Mercury was retrograde. There is something that's wrong with him that you have not seen or that you sense but cannot bring into reality. And that happened in July. What do you think that is?
What is it that I don't I'm sorry?
There's something wrong, something that you're sensing on your inner levels, but you can't put into words. You know that it's nice, but there's something lacking. What do you think that is?
He's a little cold.
Okay, so there's a poem that Rumi wrote 2,000 years ago. When two people love each other, there is no one else. There is only each other. Not only is he cool, but he doesn't spend all his time with you. Is that not true?
That's true.
Okay, so there are others in the wind. He has at least two others that he's seeing besides you. I don't think that's good enough for you, Dana. And I don't think
I
it
knew
will
he was seeing others,
I don't think it's good enough for you, and I don't think it will change. I'm asking you to really think about moving on. You don't need somebody that isn't going to be good to you. You don't need somebody that's going to play you and leave you. Do you?
That's right. No, okay. No, okay. I don't need that.
You have to change your thoughts. You are the creator of your life. You need to change your thoughts. I have a wonderful relationship with a potential partner based on honesty, trust, and caring. And when you have honesty, trust, and caring, you do not have coldness. The first time he was cold with you is the time you should have said, bye-bye. That's all she wrote. Have the courage to follow your instincts. That's what tonight's program is about. Have the courage to follow your instincts. Got it?
Got it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Elizabeth, and I will follow my instincts. Thank you.
There you go. You know, This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I want to explain to you people that it's very hard when you're being willful to follow a path that you may be frustrated about. But the highest level of consciousness you can attain and you can align with, and then separation consciousness disappears. Thoughts and feelings that easily lead to self-righteousness are gone, because they are fear-based actions. What I want to say to you is, if somebody cares about you, they won't be cold. If somebody cares about you, they will always be loving. Sure, they're going to have time to themselves when you first meet, and you're going to have time with them. But there is a basic undercurrent of let's love each other and let's work things out in our lives so that we can be together and spend more time together. And that's it. When two people love each other, there is no one else. There is only each other. Don't allow yourself to be abused by a player. Don't allow yourself to say, well, I have to date him because he upgrades my status. No, no, no. That will only bring you karma, and the karma will be unpleasant. Creating change can only be done from a higher consciousness, not just from the consciousness producing the reality of today. This means that separation consciousness or form needs to merge with your intentions. It needs to merge with your higher energies and characters and characteristics of connection raises your consciousness. With the awareness and vision of a connection consciousness, separation then disappears. You know, you can, back in the 40s when we had World War II going on, there was a lot of men that went overseas and the women stayed home. Some of them were married and had small children, of course. But there was always a connection. There was always an energetic connection. And when our guys returned from the war, they would say, you kept me alive. Our connection kept me alive. That's when it's honest and true. That's when you know that you have a spiritual connection, a deep connection, possibly from a past life. And you are utilizing that connection and living in a consciousness that is active and in a higher state. That's what we're talking about here. A way to check your consciousness level is by reflecting on the day. Was there incongruity between thoughts, feelings, and behavior? These are the times of lacked listening and lacking compassion, where assumptions are made in truth that were not spoken. Really check yourself, because we're in the times of me first and me only. And it's going to get worse as we go through this new decade. So I'm here to try to connect, get you to connect and learn how to access this new spiritual chakras and your blessed higher self, which will protect you, give you the intuition that you need, and always lead you into truth, even though you may have to make a sacrifice. We all do. We all do. Remember the mantra I gave you a while ago. I choose to live in life and alignment with God's plan. Remember that mantra. And I also gave you one in my new introduction tonight. We have a caller coming in. Her name is Amy from California. Hello, Amy. Are you there?
I am, Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Hey, thank you. This is a wonderful call again. Hey, I lost the ex-husband to a suicide back in 2012. And I am still so sad because he was a wonderful husband. And I couldn't have been luckier. And I let the best thing in my life go. And not only that, then he ends up ending his life many years later. And I don't know how to let him go, because I missed him so much. And I wanted us to get back together again. And I don't know if you have any information for me about this or not.
Well, I think, Amy, what you need to do is to thank Spirit for the wonderful sharing that you experienced, and realize that you had learned all you could from that person, spiritually, I'm talking about, and that it was time for a change, both for him and for you, and not to hang on to the past, and not to hang on to, I wish I could have, we should have, I didn't. Don't hang on to that, because what that does is it blocks you growing forward. It blocks you from entering into a new life with new people. And because of both of your decisions, that is what was needed. It doesn't mean you're not going to love him. It doesn't mean you're not going to have wonderful, warm memories. But it's time for you to create a new life, weaving everything in from the connection through your intuition to build a foundation for change to take place. You have not done that. You're still hanging on to the old. Yes, he cared about you. And yes, it was fleeting. I too had that experience. I had my soulmate for 3 years and he passed away. It was very difficult. It took me 7 years to get over it. So I know where you're coming from. But I will say this. Meditate and ask for balance. Now, you may meet somebody that wouldn't hold up to his standards, but can still bring you love, caring, and balance. And maybe that is what you need to learn. You had the love of your life. Somehow you parted. And then he passed away. So now it's time for you to accept that and to open yourself up, one, to your creativity and how you can love more, and two, to the future partner that is surely coming in. I hope that helped, Amy.
Thank you so much. You have so much wisdom. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So stand in your power. We've got great power coming in now. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for our messages and, of course, our wonderful weekly cosmic tip. Listen carefully. This one's a good one. I'll be back shortly. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of August 19th through August 25th, 2019.
There is a change of energies this week as the Sun and two other planets enter the sign of Virgo. This is a sign of hard work and keeping an eye on your health. Virgo rules the sixth house and is focused on serving others and trying to get everything to be perfect. On the 21st and 24th, the personal planets, Venus and Mars, enter Virgo respectively. This is the end of a season wake-up call, telling you that the Northern Hemisphere's summer is almost over. As Sinatra sang in the song Summer Wind, it's time to wake up and dress for fall. You can start making your plans and getting organized for the coming change of seasons. This is a pretty easy week with nothing in particular jumping out. However, there is a subtle change of tone occurring. It is like the universe is telling you that a change of seasons is coming quickly, so you had better get into your playtime now or finish the tasks that need to be done before the season changes. Sunday through Tuesday have easy planetary combinations, and the Aries moon keeps you moving. Time to get physical and work out. Take a long walk or go for a cooling swim. The energy of Virgo refines everything it touches, but always with a cost. Virgo is never a whatever kind of energy. It's very specific and tells you exactly what must be done to achieve the best results. However, Venus is in its detriment when it enters Virgo on Wednesday, making it a time when you can be persnickety and moody. Be cautious if love and finances are not perfectly arranged, and watch your words. This trend will continue right up to the fall equinox at the end of September. Wednesday has Venus moving into Virgo until September 14th. That's a good, hard-working business combination. On the personal level, it helps you get clarity in your relationships. Avoid being overcritical of the people in your life. Wednesday morning has talkative Mercury in a harmonious trine to enthusiastic Jupiter. Great for breakfast gatherings or early morning meetings, as well as your weekly shopping. The Sun follows Venus into Virgo on Friday, September 23rd. It's time to prepare yourself and your family for the upcoming cold and snowy winter ahead. Get your health, diet, job, and daily routine in order, and strive to modify any areas that are not working as well as they could be. Friday and Saturday continue with the talkative nature of the midweek, as the moon moves through communication and idea sign of Gemini. The sign of the twins is great for quick projects and errands, but not so good where a deep focus is required. Relationship planets Venus and Mars align on Saturday the 24th in the morning. Make the weekend a great time for sharing. This is those planets only meet in group time of 2019. Their energy is a signal that it's a good time for making adjustments in your love life or financial world. If you pay strict attention to the fine print with any contracts, there are some good deals to be made. Sunday afternoon has loving Venus making harmony to friendly Uranus. It's a great time for meeting new people or enhancing the friendship side of a personal relationship. Step out of your normal routine. Get yourself out there and meet and greet. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand.
The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Encompass. teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world would listen then, as I am listening now. On the twinkling grass, rain awakened flowers, all that ever was joyous and clear and fresh. Thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, the world would listen then, as I am listening.
That was William Vitalis, and he was singing about heaven will overflow. And heaven already is overflowing with a wonderful double helix energy that is streaming onto our planet from the center of our galaxy. And it's wonderful. It's going to bring us extrasensory perception and more blessings than we have ever dreamed of. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I can take a few more questions if you'd like to call. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. All of you, all of us, are in the midst of an initiation process of one stage or another. We are in a school of learning, and initiation is taking place each and every day as we prepare to enter the new decade. And while you go about your daily tasks and meet your daily opportunities and challenges, your consciousness is rising and your decision-making powers are becoming stronger, which are two combinations that will make changes in your life. All that has been hidden in the past is now being brought to the light, and awareness is being corrected. And our misinformation is being eliminated, and in some cases, it may be magnified. It's time for those of you firmly on the path to light to build a more intimate relationship with your guardian angels, your teachers, your guides, all in the higher realms. And to do that, you need to provide yourself with the luxury or the duty of morning meditation and nightly review. Don't say you don't have time to meditate, because you can all take a shower and brush your teeth. All you need to do in the morning, and I would do it right after I awaken, I would do some stretching and deep breathing, and then say, open my crown chakra and thank this Lord, thank Spirit for entering your body. Thank Spirit for giving you the vitality energy of life filled with love, peace, and harmony, and ask Spirit to help you to walk through your day beaming that out to everybody. And so it is. And that's all you need to do in the morning. It only takes a minute or two, and it's really well worth it, because now what you've done is you've gassed up your car. You've gassed up your inner being to walk through the day. Then, as the day leaves and the sun goes down below the horizon, and you're ready for bed and your rest and your traveling to your higher dimensional self in your sleep, think about your day. Think about what happened during the day. Was it a good day? Bless everything that happened. And if you think that there was an altercation or there was an upset, remember that you have 24 hours to make amends. 24 hours. And that's when you can do your forgiveness, when you can say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this. I hope that you didn't misunderstand, I meant you no harm, or whatever you think you need to do, even if you made a financial mistake. 24 hours to make amends. And then let it go. Let it go. And move on to your higher frequencies that right now are always available to you. This is Elizabeth Joyce for Let's Find Out. And we do have a caller. We have Petra from New Mexico. Are you there, Petra?
Yeah, I'm here, Elizabeth. I met you at Amherst. I wanted to say that to you. We had dinner together. But I have a question. You know, my husband died 1 year ago. And I'm ready now to discover my new life and the mystery that is behind that death. I mean, that was really the love you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now 1 year and 2 months. And I feel this year was really important to do this deeper grieving, but now I have to step into my new life.
Well, you're absolutely right. It does take a year. And you know, other cultures always give the widow 1 year before she begins her new life. And now it's time. And you're going to feel it build. You're going to feel it build through September. Start meditating and planning on what you would like to do. Now, we move into the sign of Virgo on the 22nd of August. On that day, I would like you to write out what you want to bring into your life, how you want your path to walk. Go to the higher realms. Use your physical energy and all of your intuitive gifts to do this. Then read it to yourself every day and project your new job or your new home or your new whatever into the universe and watch what happens between then and the 19th of September. Then, as we move to November 19th, you should realize that you're either on your new path or stuck in your old one. But Petra, I think you're going to be on your new one. It's time to reclaim your talents and gifts and your beloveds. Who are the people around you that love you so much that you've kind of shied away from?
I didn't know what you, I not understand what you mean.
Well, you must have family members from his family and your family that might want to share with you. You might want to meditate on that.
Mm-hmm. There's only my mother who is really, she's still alive. She will be 90 next year.
Oh, that's great. But I'm sure there are some other people that were friends with you too that you may have put out of your mind. But those loving people are around you and they offer you comfort and they offer you a higher consciousness. And you need to also tune into your own higher consciousness and your gifts and abilities. Because you've been waiting for this, and the effort that you put forth to attain it will be supported by the universe. That's what you need to know, Petra. That's the most important thing. What is your talent?
Yeah, this is really what I'm having now, a job as a caregiver. And
what is your talent, Petra?
Yeah, that's what I want to discover. I really need to discover my talent.
What I want you to do is, if you have an urge to do something, to go do it. If you have the urge to go to the garden center, go there. If you have the urge to go to the library, go there. If you have an urge to go to the Y, go there. Find out what you're all about. You're an Aries, so you're a beginner. And anything that you find, you will have the energy to manifest. You are just stepping into the path of awareness, and you need a little nudge And you're going to get that little nudge from other people as you take the time to go and meet them.
What is the nudge?
A nudge is another person saying, gee, Petra, that was a great idea. How can I help you?
Oh, okay.
That's a nudge. Okay. Initiation is an intense, dark time. And the soul process, as you face your consciousness and you realize that you have created maybe some untruth, and you have to bear through that and realize that you don't have to be afraid. Don't say, I can't do it. If it's a thought that comes to you, say, oh, that's interesting, I'll give it a try. Try that little shift. See what happens, Petra.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you
Within
so much.
Within 6 months,
Bye-bye,
you're
Elizabeth.
Going to be in a different place and you'll be much more comfortable.
In 6 months.
Sure. So you get yourself out there, find out what your talent is, and then begin. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Petra. Thank you very much for calling Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we have come to the end of our program. And we've been talking about mastery. We've been talking about how to gain that. So keep working on it, you guys, and things are going to be wonderful, and heaven will overflow. Next week, we have Frank St. James and Don, my producer, because I'll be away for the Labor Day weekend. And you can call in and ask Frank your questions, and he will happily answer them. Tonight, we're closing with our meditation and, of course, the song Water by William Van Talis. And Richard Sherman will close the show with Follow the Love. That's what we're all being asked to do. How can we bring everything into balance, even those things that seem upside down and backwards too? Let's bring them into balance and follow the love. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening and good night.
Water. It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. Sister Water, so humble and pure, I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it heart. but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is Igniting Your Soul, or Reconnecting with Your Blessed Higher Self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your Divine Presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form. As you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension, to remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses. The sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands.
put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch, or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense, and this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom. Because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the gods. Just one taste, taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this as good. I see this as not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch, breathe as you feel, breathe as you see, breathe as you hear, and taste the nectar, taste the breath. This is glorious and profound, and you are truly in touch with yourself. You are in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer. As you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations.